Hello everyone and welcome to The Mix. It is me, Caleb Graham, and today is Friday, the 11th day of August, 2017. It is TGIF. Are you ready for your weekend? Because I know that I am. Whew. Hey, today is Jenny Weasley's birthday. Happy birthday, Jenny Weasley, or Jenny Potter, as she is now. If you're one of those who lives under a rock and you don't know who Jenny Weasley is, she is a character from the Harry Potter book series and film series. She also appears in the new West End play in London, which is called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. I can't wait for it to come to Broadway. It's coming soon, and I'm so excited. I want to go see it so badly. In the series, she is the sister of Harry's best friend, Ron Weasley, and she ultimately falls in love with Harry Potter, and they get married. It's so nice. So heartfelt. I just recently was reading the first book, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or Philosopher's Stone, for those of you in England. And I watched the movie again, and I was talking to Matt about how Jenny only appears in one scene in that movie, and it's at the very beginning when they leave the train station to go to Hogwarts, and the only thing she says is good luck, or something like that. And my question was, how stressful must that have been for the people, the creators, producers, casting, whatever, of the movie, to cast this girl to say one line in what would turn out to be 8 films, because you have no idea what kind of actress she's going to be, whatever. It's a kind of a risk, and I think it's just really neat that they're able to see those kinds of things that far in advance. Anyway, let's get on to some news. President Donald Trump has some more words for North Korea today. This morning, he tweeted, quote, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded should North Korea act unwisely. Hopefully, Kim Jong-un will find another path, end quote. So I went to Twitter this morning to see what people were saying about this, and it kind of seems that a lot of people are confused about what a lot of Trump's tweets have meant this week. One retweet that I read that was very interesting was by Anthony Fury, and it said, quote, to be clear, these would have been plans devised long before Trump came to office, end quote, and he hashtagged North Korea. If you're ever interested, side note, on hearing a little bit of information about President Trump's tweets, is a really good podcast here on Anchor called Politics Explained, and every day they do a segment called Trump Tweets Explained, and it's a pretty unbiased look at what the tweet says, and then he goes kind of into the information about what exactly Trump was talking about in that particular tweet. Today, Trump also retweeted some photos of bombers that are located at the Guam military base. I was watching CBS this morning, and they did a tour of that base in Guam, which is a target of North Korea, it seems. They got their sights set on Guam, and Guam has a very fully equipped military base there, as part of United States military base, excuse me. And it's on the radar because of a threat North Korea made to send 4 ballistic missiles toward the island. Now, USA Today has reported that if North Korea makes this choice, the military officials would have to choose in a matter of seconds whether or not the missiles were a threat enough to shoot them down, as it would only take probably about 14 minutes to reach Guam from North Korea. Some breaking news, right before I went on air, Fox News reported that North Korea has responded to the Pentagon's latest statement that the United States military is ready to, quote, fight tonight, end quote. We consider the President Donald Trump has some more words for North Korea. This morning, Trump tweeted, quote, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded should North Korea act unwisely. Hopefully, Kim Jong-un will find another path, end quote. So I went to Twitter, to see what people were saying about this tweet, and it seems that a lot of people are kind of confused about what these tweets mean. One tweet that I read that was interesting was a retweet by Anthony Fury of Trump's tweet, and then Fury said, quote, to be clear, these would have been plans devised long before Trump came to office, end quote, and he hashtagged North Korea. Side note, if you're ever interested in kind of understanding what President Trump's tweets mean every day, there's a great podcast here on Anchor called Politics Explained, and every day they do a segment called Trump Tweets Explained, where they kind of break down exactly what the president is talking about in the tweets that he posts, because a lot of times it's hard to understand. Trump also retweeted some photos today of bombers that are located at the Guam military base. I was watching CBS this morning today, and they did a tour of that military base in Guam. Now, this military base is a target of North Korea. It's fully equipped United States military base, and it's on the radar because of a threat North Korea made to send 4 ballistic missiles toward the island. Now, USA Today has reported that if North Korea makes this choice, the military officials would have to choose in a matter of seconds whether or not the missiles were a threat enough to shoot them down, as it would only take about 14 minutes for those missiles to reach Guam from North Korea. Right before I went on the air, I read a breaking story from Fox News where they say that North Korea has responded to the Pentagon's latest statement that the United States military is ready to, quote, fight tonight, end quote, if necessary. North Korea responded saying, "We consider the U.S. no more than a lump which we can beat to a jelly anytime." And that was a quote directly. I would love to hear your thoughts on the situation with North Korea. You can call into the station or you can tweet me at Caleb Graham on Twitter and let me know what you think. The Atlantic has its first major storm of the season. Hurricane Franklin was upgraded from a tropical storm yesterday and is forecasted to gain some more strength as it sets its sights on Veracruz, Mexico. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, as you may say, or NOAA, whichever you prefer, recently predicted that 2017's hurricane season might be, quote, the potential, or might have, excuse me, quote, the potential to be extremely active, end quote. The NOAA latest forecast shows 14 to 19 named storms, 5 to 9 of which would be hurricanes, and 2 to 5 which could be Category 3 hurricanes or higher. Hurricane Franklin is currently not a threat to the United States. A new research study is claiming that marijuana use can lead to a higher risk of high blood pressure leading to death by hypertension. The study says that marijuana consumers are at a 3.42 higher rate than non-consumers. 11.5 years is the average time span for most marijuana users, and the risk increases each year that the drug is used. Got any thoughts on the top headlines so far today? Call into the station and let me know what you think, or tweet me on Twitter at Caleb Graham. We'll be right back after a quick break. Now let's get into some TV news, since I love television so much. With TV reboots on the rise, NBC is rebooting The Munsters. The original Munsters TV series aired from 1964 to 1966 on CBS. Now, in this new take, Seth Meyers, Mike Shoemaker, and Jill Cogman will be placing the Munsters in hipster Brooklyn. Sounds interesting. Now, this will be NBC's second attempt at bringing the Munsters back to the small screen after a failed attempt in 2012 with a series entitled Mockingbird Lane. Now, Mockingbird Lane was the name of the street that the family lived on in the original series. The series, however, was not picked up due to its dark tone. I think with this new creative team, though, I doubt we'll have to worry about too much darkness. Question for discussion, though, would be, are we excited for this new take on the Munsters, or should NBC set their sights elsewhere? Call into the show and let me know your thoughts, or tweet me at Caleb Graham on Twitter. If you've listened to my first few episodes of this podcast, you would have probably caught on by now that I am obsessed with the new TV show on the CW called Riverdale. This week, the new issue of the tie-in comic features a preview of some sort of relationship between Reggie and Josie. I'm waiting on mine to come in the mail right now so that I can read it. I think it's going to be here on Monday, so I'll give you a full review then. But today, another fun little preview of some new drama coming to Riverdale that involves Veronica has been revealed. Entertainment Weekly reported that Graham Phillips from the TV show The Good Wife will portray a character named Nick St. Clair, who is an ex-boyfriend of Veronica. He will find his way to Riverdale and bring trouble to both Veronica and her new boyfriend Archie. Can't wait to see that. Riverdale returns to the CW with its second season this fall, starting on October 11th, and I can't wait. In music news, Kesha's new album Rainbow dropped today. One of the songs that was of interest to me that I was excited about as we were waiting for this new album to come out was a collaboration that she had with the one and only Dolly Parton. My love for Dolly Parton goes all the way back to when I was a kid and used to listen to her in the car with my mom all the time. She's just one of my favorite people in the world. One of my dreams is the same as Kesha's, that I would one day get to work with her. She talked about it on Good Morning America the other day, and you could just tell she had really enjoyed being able to work with Dolly on this song. The song that they recorded for the album is actually one of Dolly's songs from 1980. It was featured on her album called Dolly, 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 and it's called Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle to You. This new version features Kesha and Dolly both with a verse and then singing together on the choruses, and it's just a beautiful song. My favorite line probably has to be, "No one can light up the night like you do." It's just a really, really nice, heartfelt song. But my favorite part of it is at the very end, for pretty much the whole last minute of the song, you have a riff off between Dolly and Kesha, and it's just fabulous. So I'd love to hear your thoughts about the song and about Kesha's album altogether. Let me know what you think. In other music news, Jessie J is on cloud nine as she releases a new song called Real Deal. Now, it's been quite some time since we have heard anything new from Jessie J. Her last album, Sweet Talker, was released in late 2014, and fans are super excited to finally get some new music. I've been listening to this song as well this morning, and I really love it. It's just classic Jessie J. She is bringing the feels as well with this song, talking about someone that she loves. And it reminds me a lot of what made us love Jessie J in her first album. So I would love to hear your thoughts on that one as well. I hope this means that there's a new album coming soon. We'll try to find that out for you. And we'll be right back after another short break. I would like to spend a little bit more time on the topic of journalism and kind of my interest in the career. In the year 2017, one would think that people would be encouraging of someone like me, a 29-year-old, going back to school and working on something that a particular individual is passionate about. But yet, sometimes when I tell people that I'm pursuing a career in journalism or broadcasting, I often get confused glances. However, I would say that this really gives me a little bit more motivation to push forward and succeed. And if I really stop to think about it, you know, my entire life really has led me to this decision. It's always kind of interesting to me to step back and look at how life works and how different circumstances can lead you in a particular direction or lead you forward. My experiences both in college and working full-time over the last 6 years as a performer have really helped me learn a lot about people, about handling tough situations quickly, and also how to develop a very strong work ethic. My passions, aside from performing, have always been news, or my passion, I guess. When I was a kid, you know, my parents always had the news on, and it really instilled a passion in me to always know what was going on. I always wanted to know what the latest news stories were, and I liked watching it and seeing what was going on. And then later on, kind of in college years and recently, when my friends would be watching, you know, reality shows on MTV or The Bachelor, or my one friend Lindsay used to love the Kardashians, I would always want to watch Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or The View or some of these daytime talk shows where they talk about news and stuff like that. And I obviously love entertaining television as well, because that's the performer in me, and I love my TV dramas. But as I previously mentioned, a lot of those shows that I talked about are often newsworthy as well. So you kind of have to find the balance, but I've always enjoyed knowing what else was going on in the world around me. I realized one day that I could be a part of that. You know, I could be bringing the news that I loved to the world. And a lot of that comes from my heart. You know, my heart is people. I love people. Bringing accurate and, you know, truthful information to people has always been a huge passion of mine. I've always wanted to make sure that people knew what was going on, because the world deserves to know the truth. They deserve to know. And in order to bring that truth, I guess you kind of have to have a passion for people, and you have to understand people as well. And I feel like that I have that gift, and I'm okay saying that, because I do. I love people a lot. So I'm hoping that I can do more, I can learn more on how to do this and do it with the very best of my ability. And so I hope that you will stay tuned and join me too on my journey. Hey, I'm getting ready to wrap it up today, but real quick, as a reminder to all of you Disney fans who live here in the Orlando area, two of the long-running attractions at Walt Disney World are closing this weekend. It's very sad, but you know, I always gotta have room for change. Anyway, Ellen's Energy Adventure in the Universe of Energy at Epcot and the Great Movie Ride at Disney's Hollywood Studios are both closing their doors this Sunday, August the 13th. If you love these attractions, get on over to Disney and experience them one last time before they say goodbye. Now, we want to keep the conversation going. If you have any thoughts on any of the topics in today's show, or you have feedback for me on things that I can do to improve, please call into the station, let me know, here on Anchor, or reach out to me on my social media platforms. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Caleb Graham, on Facebook at Caleb Graham TV, or you can visit my website, CalebGrahamTV.com, and you can always find me right here on this amazing amazing thing called Anchor at anchor.fm/Caleb Graham. Thank you so much for listening in today, and we will catch you back on Monday. Have a great weekend, and until next time, add something new to the mix.